Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
From high school baseball to the men's NCAA College World Series to MLB and all the way to the National Baseball Hall of Fame, how will you make your mark in MLB The Show 26? Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
The John Schuster Group. Max, if there's one thing you got to eat on Christmas that you look forward to, what is it?
It is a Queen Anne chocolate-covered cherry.
Ooh, you're a chocolate cover. My dad used to love those things.
Oh, yeah. They only come out seasonal, I think. And I don't know who's... I'm hearing a terrible echo in my ear. I don't know what the...
Not on my end. You sound okay to me.
Okay. But I buy those only during the holiday season. I think they only sell them during the holiday season. 2 for $5 if you pay close attention and if you're a rewards member at Walgreens.
Well, my dad used to get Santa would bring them for my dad. They'd always be in a
stocking. Oh, he did?
Yeah. And I never was.
Oh, see.
What?
I didn't know. I didn't know that. I thought, and this is what my theory was, because I know he's had some problems with elves and sugar and all that stuff, and I didn't think he was delivering candy like that anymore, so I don't even ask, because I just I'd heard they'd had some problems up there with elves and you know, some of the candy not getting where it was supposed to go, so I never even asked.
Well, yeah, we had him on last hour, and he said, you know, everybody leaves him cookies and milk. He wants beef sticks.
Oh, he's kind of made the change,
yeah,
huh?
Yeah, a little Atkins or maybe, you know, going carb-free.
Oh, yeah, but he's pure protein now, huh?
Yeah, oh, yeah. Got to, you know, you got to, it's all about staying
Well,
healthy.
I knew, you know, he's been to Europe so many times now, and I just knew eventually that was going to happen, you know, because they're so into those fads.
Wears off on you. So I talked about this last hour. You got the NBA, which is pushing through, even though obviously a lot of their teams are dealing with COVID, and the Wolves, obviously, one of them. The NHL says, we've got teams dealing with COVID. We're going to hit pause. I guess, why didn't the NBA do that?
I think it might have something to do with getting through Christmas. I think the other thing is they can the nature is if guys are off, we can just bring guys in from somewhere else as long as we get to eight players. Oh, we only need eight players, you know, to play a game.
True. Yep.
And that's the minimum that the NBA requires right now. And they have called off a couple of games, too, where they haven't been able to get to eight players. So I think systematically they're set up. But also listening to Adam Silver yesterday, the commissioner of the NBA, and I mean, we all assume they get all their data the same places, the NHL, the NBA. Well, maybe not. He seemed kind of matter-of-fact about, you know what, this isn't going away.
Yep.
Whether we pause or not, it's not going away. It's going to go through the country. It's not going to just go through us. It's going to go through the country. We're going to deal with it. There's a belief among some that Omicron is not as threatening and as serious as the other variants. And then on top of it, you got a whole bunch of guys that are vaccinated.
Yeah.
I mean, as compared to, say, last year at this time. So I think with that in mind, and listening to them at least, that's what I deducted from it, was that we feel like we can get through this, and we know, you know, and it's not good for anybody, but we don't feel that this is as threatening as other variants have been. And we're accepting of the fact that, you know what, we can't change this is the way life is right now, and we're going to work with it.
You feel bad for Carl Anthony Towns. I mean, he had it last year. Tragically, he loses his mom to COVID, and he gets it again, and it's just, he can't catch a break with that.
Yeah, and I don't know, again, you know, what his symptoms are, or if it's something that he tested positive for,
it's
but the asymptomatic thing you're hearing a lot of now, too, that's not as, you know, that you may see people, you know, be able to play sooner and things like that, because I think it was the NFL said that they don't think that you can spread it as easily if you're asymptomatic or you can't. But yeah, and they need him too. I mean, it's just, you know, they were playing well. They'd won three straight, and now you're trying to play without Edwards and Towns and, you know, and Vanderbilt and Okogie. And I mean, that's just too tall an order for anybody. But yeah, you hope he can get back soon, and that, you know, this will put it in the rearview mirror for him for this season.
So they're off until Monday. Any idea, like, if some of these guys will be back by then?
I don't know. I don't know what the testing policy. I guess I'd have to backdate and figure out when Edwards first went on. He went on after he had that big game against Denver, but was it Thursday he tested or Friday? I'm not sure. I ran into a player from the NHL that I know well yesterday out of the mall, and from another team, not the Wild, and he was just talking about how crazy it is because in Canada it's different as to how they, you know, go about it and see it than it is in the States for hockey as well. And, you know, he had to get back this Sunday night so that he could test right away Monday morning to see if he can play Tuesday night. And there's just lots of stuff and lots of variables out there right now. And but he said, yeah, the Canada and the U.S. thing is just two different. You know, they see it two different ways.
So all Wild officials, everybody saying that, feeling confident that we'll be playing hockey at Target Field on New Year's Day.
Yeah, and I mean, you know, they're talking about below zero by next Wednesday or Thursday. We haven't even thought about that yet, have we? But yeah, you know, they'll come back on Monday, test whoever needs to be tested. I don't know if he's going to play or not, but I just talked to Charlie Lindgren the other day. He's the goalie for St. Louis from Lakeville, Minnesota. And he got called up from the minors because of injuries and I think maybe even a COVID case. And he's won the last five straight for St. Louis. And so obviously, and who knows if he'd be the starting goalie or not, but boy, would that be a great story.
Oh, yeah. There was a game the other night. There's another Lakeville goalie who's playing in the NHL.
Ottner.
Yeah.
They played against each other.
Yeah, that was pretty
cool. Yeah, and they both have the same birthday, and they've got the same agent, Ben Hankinson and his crew. And yeah, and they're both from Lakeville.
The break, at least the COVID pause, probably helps the Wild who've been struggling. Boy, you know, they were about as good.
Yeah, that's another thing you forget about. They lost four straight.
Yeah, they were as good as a team could be 2 weeks ago, and then they all of a sudden, boom, they're streaky. Yeah. You know, they've lost a few.
And on top of that, they have three injuries, you know, and Greenway and Erickson Ek, of course, are big, and I don't know their status now. You know, like I said, these guys are out of the they don't have any obligations to the team right now. The team can't visit with them. Yep. So, you know, we won't know more until Monday.
More COVID for the Vikings. We've got about 10 seconds left, but we'll talk about that next hour and what kind of expectations we can have for Sunday. Thanks, Maxie. Okay. Go get some of those cherries. Somebody texted me.
I could have asked for it, and I didn't think I could. Doggone it.
Well, somebody texted. They said they're available at Walgreens. So maybe that's...
No, I just wish I would ask Sam, and then I could have got it for free.
Yeah, there you go. Well, he'll come up next. I'll bring it up with him.
Okay.
7:46. That's Mike Max. He'll join us next hour at 8:40. But yes, Santa Claus. We'll check back in with Santa, and we'll ask about Maxie's chocolate-covered cherries next.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Keep cool out there, folks. It's going to be a hot one.
We the people love summer baseball. The food is over the top. The cheers come from the chest. We came with friends, but we met new ones. We have seats, but we're standing. They say it's anyone's game. But from what we can see, it's everyone's. Baseball for the people.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.